Hello, everyone. This is another week of Trots Talk, your weekly podcast from your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio. And Amanda Rando joins us from Harness Racing New South Wales. How are you, Amanda?
Hey, Andrew, and thanks for having me.
No, great to have you on Trots Talk. And, well, I know I get a list here to talk to you about with things that are going on in the industry, but all I can say is Lazarus.
Yeah, I know. What a performance. You know, look, some on social media were saying and comparing his win in the New Zealand Cup yesterday to Winx's performance in the Cox Plate. But, yeah, it's hard to compare, you know, two horses like that. But, yeah, Lazarus' run was super. He won by 10 lengths and in a race record time. So, yeah, it's quite exciting, actually. I said on last week's Trot Talk podcast that part owner Trevor Casey revealed that Lazarus and his other very nice horse in Our Waikiki Beach may actually have their first clash in the Chariots of Fire here in Sydney in February. So fingers crossed that that will be the case in 3 months' time, because that will be one cracking race.
It would be. I think the thing that blew us all away was not only the performance yesterday of Lazarus winning the Cup, but also Mark Purden after the race. I mean, Mark is normally very straightforward and keeps his comments to himself, but even you could sense in the TV interview after the race that he was just very emotional about the way the horse had performed.
Yeah, well, he was quoted saying, I think this is pretty close to the greatest moment of my life, which that's huge in itself, considering all the success he's had and how many, you know, great horses he has been associated with over the years. So, yeah, I definitely agree with you there.
Yeah, it was a stunning performance. And back here at the Tuesday meeting at Tabcorp Park, Menangle, Arms of an Angel came back with a win.
She sure did. So I'm sure all her connections are certainly relieved that she bounced back into the winner's circle yesterday at Menangle. The talented mare, she cruised to the front and she remained there. She went 151.5 and looked all class in doing it. She looked pretty keen early, but look, she's still got the job done. And yeah, she looks back to her best, considering she had not raced since May. She was originally put on the sideline. She had a liver infection. Then she had another setback with an infection in her stomach lining. So I know connections were keen to keep putting her around in mare's races. The mare feature race is coming up at Menangle, and in a few months' time, decide whether they focus on the Miracle Mile with her again or the Ladyship Mile, because both of those feature races will be on the same program next February.
Yeah, they will be. It was the times too. I mean, they ran home, all their sectionals over the trip were pretty quick. I mean, they ran 27.5, 27.8, 28.2 and 28. So to come back in that time and run those times. Now, what about the Tritons? What's going on there?
Yeah, look, Andrew, one of the topics in the news this week was that the Tritton stable, Lauren and Shane, are considering relocating to North America. And look, of course, Shane's father, Peter, he moved over to the US more than a decade ago, and he's had a lot of success with his horses. So you think this would be a natural thought process for Shane to consider moving over there. And look, after the story broke, Shane Tritton was quick to jump on Twitter, and he stated that they, quote, they're only in the early stages of considering this move, and yeah, a lot of things need to happen before it's possible. So yeah, referring to that move. So the story also mentioned that if they were to move, it would be after the Miracle Mile. So look, if it does come to plan, it will be a shame to lose them from the New South Wales industry. But look, it would be a great opportunity for a young couple.
Yeah, no, it would be. But to be honest, I don't want to lose them.
Yeah, no. So I guess watch this space, because we'll find out more in the months coming.
Yeah, for sure. All right. What's happening with the Inter-Dominion from a New South Wales point of view?
Yeah, look, well, there's three hopes still locked in. That includes Ultimate Art. He went around in a trial yesterday at Menangle. So, and also Bling It On. He's another New South Wales hope. He's the highest ranked chance we've got. And he ran a pretty unlucky third last Saturday night at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. They've had a bit of a change in flight. So all the horses are flying out from Melbourne over to Perth. And originally it was booked in for Sunday, but that flight has been rescheduled for Monday. So now we'll see Bling It On face Lenny the Shark in the Group 2 Smoking Up Sprint at Melton on Saturday night. So that'll be a good race to see a few Inter-Dominion hopefuls going around there.
Yeah, it will be for sure. Yeah, Lenny the Shark's drawn inside the back row with Guaranteed also on the back row. And Bling It On has drawn gate 5 there. Any word from Luke or John how Bling It On is heading towards this massive campaign in Perth?
Yeah, I spoke to, caught up with John McCarthy last week, and he was really happy with the horse. So Bling It On, he's had 2 starts back from the spell now. Mm. They were really impressed with his first up effort. He ran 3rd to Lenny the Shark, and he ran a cracking last half in that race. Off the top of my head, it was about 52.9, and it was the end of a 2,300 metre race. So they were stoked with that first up run, because I think he had a couple of niggling issues last preparation. So he seems as though he's put that behind him. And then, yeah, his run on last weekend at Menangle, he's extremely unlucky. So, yeah, they've been really happy with him, and all systems go.
Yep, so that's on Saturday night at Tabcorp Park, Melton. I should mention also the Friday night, the Markovina Free for All. Hector JJ is in there. At this stage, it's only a field of 6, Amanda, and there's in fact a couple there that have dual entered for that race as well as Melton. So I guess from a punting point of view, we want them to run at Bendigo just to maintain that small field of 6. But Hector JJ is in the race, Restrepo and Yankee Rockstar is in that Markovina Free for All at Bendigo on Friday night. So from an Inter-Dominion point, they're all starting to have their final runs before they, as you say, jump on that plane. Now, what's happening around New South Wales over the next few days?
Yeah, look, we've got at Penrith on Thursday night is the PJ Hall Memorial. It's a time-honoured feature, and it looks to be another great race. There's a horse in the race called Parramatta. It's only had 1 start in Australia for Amanda Turnbull, and it won. And then you've also got horses like Supreo, which is owned by a lot of Canberra Raider connections, like Coach Ricky Stewart and their and Jared Coker as well, and also the horse Rave Moonraker. So, yeah, on paper, it looks like a fantastic race. And we've also got Group 3 racing again at Menangle on Saturday night with the Tony Turnbull free-for-all, and we'll see Lombo Kota Kinabalu go around again. He's the favourite for that race. He was first up in 2 months at Menangle a fortnight ago and finished a game 2nd to Ultimate Art when they went 150.4. And look, you'd expect him to be better for that run. And the second favourite in the race is I'm Mr. Brightside. He's at $5.50 hope at the moment. And he finally had a good draw and finished a respectable 4th last start. And he's got another good draw here for Saturday night. So I'm sure he'll capitalise off that. So, yeah, plenty of good racing happening.
All right, so that's Penrith Thursday night and Tabcorp Park Menangle on Saturday night for the Group 3 Tony Turnbull. Have you got a best bet or 2 for Menangle?
Yeah, I sure do. Well, the best bet for me on the night comes in race 5 with the mare Changeover Fly, and she's drawn in Barry 2. So race 5, number 2. She was really unlucky last week and was just nabbed on the line when they ran some time, and she's drawn well over the mile again, and I think looks all class for this race. And also for that feature race on Saturday night, the Tony Turnbull, there's the first 4 jackpots for that race. So I've stood out Lombo Kota Kinabalu on top ahead of the 7, Shannon's a Blast, 3 Monofeith, and 2 I'm Mr. Brightside, for what it's worth.
Righto, 1, 7, 3, and 2 in the Tony Turnbull, which is race 6 just before 9 o'clock on Saturday night. And the best is race 5, number 2, Change Over a Fly, for Robert Morris there in that ladyship pace. And that race is due at 8:23. What have we got? 8 races at Tabcorp Park, Menangle on Saturday night. The first race at 6:23. And we should also mention that on Saturday night, we've got Newcastle. And by the way, wanted to mention also, Amanda, on Trot's Talk, that this Sunday's TAB program is at Blaney. Originally, it was set down for Muswellbrook, but they didn't want to go forward with their meeting. So an extra meeting for Blaney. We'll have back-to-back Sunday meetings there over the next 2 Sundays, Amanda.
Yeah, that's correct. So, yeah, great to see. Oh, yeah, obviously the Blaney meeting was a non-TAB originally for this Sunday. But then the following Sunday on the 20th is the Blaney's Carnival of Cups meeting. So, yeah, fantastic for a little club.
Ah, the Carnival of Cups. They're coming around again, Amanda.
They are. We had Griffiths last week, and Amanda Turnbull won the feature race there, which Chun Lee broke a track record. So, yeah, it's great to see they're all out and about again.
Yeah, exactly. All right, a massive week coming up with plenty of trots talk around, as you've heard in this podcast. The big build-up to the Inter-Dominion, you'll have it all covered on Sky Sports Radio. And I should mention Amanda will join us on Saturday morning just after 10:30, live on the radio to give us all the tips for every race at Tabcorp Park Menangle. That's just after 10:30 on Saturday morning. Enjoy the week, Amanda. We'll do it again next week.
Will do. Thank you, Andrew.
Amanda Rando from Harness Racing New South Wales, and another Trots Talk podcast from your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.